Come on, everybody, open your mouth. Let's bless the Lord with the fruit of our lips. The glory is about to hit your life now. Oh, I need your glory. I want your glory. Less of me, more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me, more of you is what I need.
Let's all sing it.
Come on, make it your prayer. I'm tired of doing the same old stuff. More of you is what. Show me your glory. Your glory. Show me your power. Here's my prayer tonight, Father. Less of me and more of you is what.
Pastor Murphy say, so many times I tried.
So many times I tried my way, but things didn't go my way. Now I realize that only you give me the love that is so true. So many times I tried
the pain.
All of the pain didn't go. Follow.
we want a demonstration of your power in our generation. Now let some I decrease his word. Show me your glory. I want your glory. Somebody to open your mouth and go to yours now. I'm telling you, there's a wind about to come to your circumstance. There's a wind of God about to blow across your circumstance. Do I have any desperate people in the room tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Exalting Jesus broadcast on the Now Network. I am your host, Minister Sir Ryan Davis. God bless you all who are listening. To God be the praise. I'm going to enter into a prayer to begin with. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you as your people. We can do nothing without you, so we come now humbling ourselves in prayer. And Father, guide us. Direct the way. Oh, God, we take flesh and we say, Lord, we yield it to you and say, crucify this flesh. Hallelujah. And let the Spirit move on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you that you are a God that moves upon your people. And we can feel you. We can have tangible experiences of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But Lord, not only can we feel you, not only do we see signs of the miraculous, Lord God, not only is the anointing present, Lord God, in ways that we can measure, Lord God, but you speak, Lord God, and you give us hearing ears and you give us understanding hearts, oh God. And you speak your revelation to your people. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, on today that you will speak a word, Lord, that will open our spirits to receive more of you, more of the tangible of your glory, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you right now for elevation in the spirit, Lord God, for those to whom it is due, those to whom it is meet and necessary time for, oh God. I bless you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that the spirit of prophecy is on the line on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you will speak to your people, Father God. You will speak a word, a right now word, Lord God, and you will take over this vessel, Lord God. I am nothing but a vessel. Flow through me, Lord God, that you will get the glory, Lord God. If you don't show up, we can't do anything, Lord God. We won't manufacture a move of God. We won't try to manufacture a word, but Lord God, we wait on you, Lord God, and we just say, have thine own way, Lord God. So, Lord, I just pray right now that my spirit and my mind would be consecrated before you and before these, your people, and that I say nothing that the Holy Ghost would not want me to say, Lord God, because I will be held accountable, Lord God. So these are your sheep. These are your sheep of your pasture, Lord God, and I'm just a mouthpiece, Lord God. I'm as a funnel. So pour into me what you want to pour into them, Lord God. And when you're done pouring, Lord God, I'll be done speaking, done praying, Father. These things we commit in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just take a moment of silence before the Lord. Hallelujah. To quiet in my spirit. I just want you all that are on the line, just take a moment of silence. Tell everybody in your surroundings to just be quiet for a moment. God might speak to you right there without me opening my mouth, because we're after the glory of God. Hallelujah. When we assemble on these prayer lines or in our prayer gatherings in our homes and churches, or, you know, we're looking for the glory. So just take about 30 seconds to a minute of just silence before the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the silence is when we begin to hear God. Some of us, that's the quietest it's been all week long, just that little moment. And this is where we find God is in the silence. We find God in the silence. Hallelujah. I hear in the spirit realm, while I was quiet, I heard two words, love and unity. I believe God wants to speak to his body about love and unity. This will be a fresh word because I haven't had a chance to even study this. Hallelujah. I haven't had a chance to study this because I've been studying some other things and thinking the Lord will go another way. But it's a beautiful thing to know that God has a direction for us. Hallelujah. It's never the way that we think. He's not like us. We're to follow him, not for him to follow us. We don't do what we want to do and put God in it. God bless this. God, you know, put your name on this. No, we've got to follow him. So y'all just bear with me, and I'm going to receive this download on the spot. Hallelujah. But I believe God wants to talk to the body on today about love and unity. Hallelujah. See, the body of Christ is one body. We have one body, one kingdom. When you look at your natural human body, it's so many different parts to your body. It's compartmentalized in the different systems, different organs, and then it even breaks down to a cellular level. And then beyond the cellular level of your human body, you have the what you can't see, but it's the code, the DNA code, and it goes all the way. All that stuff is the makeup of the human body, and you're structured and you're put together. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully, in other words, when you take and look at how great and how intricate God is when he created the human body, that should make you fear him. You should be in awe and wonder at looking at God's handiwork. You are God's handiwork. Your human body is testifying that there is a God. The DNA code, it reads almost like a digital code. The life of your body is in your blood. It's in your blood. We talked about that on last week if you paid attention. I said that the life of the body is in the blood, but we're talking about the body of Christ. The blood of Jesus is the life source. Now, something about the blood in your body is it got to flow to every part of you. Anything that's cut off from the blood cannot live. When the blood is cut off your circulation too long on one of your limbs, and see if it doesn't die. The rest of the body may live, but that circulation of that one particular part of the body begins to die. This is fresh download. Listen, hallelujah. If I take and wrap something around your arm tight and don't let it breathe and get no blood flow for so long, after a while, you're going to have to amputate that arm to save the rest of the body, because it's cut off from the blood. Understand what I'm saying here. Same thing with the blood in general. If we bleed all the blood out of your body, you're done. It's a wrap. The Bible says somewhere in Leviticus, the 17th chapter, it says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood. It's in the blood. So the blood is the life source. Now, relating that to the body of Christ, he wants to talk to us about love and unity. I don't know why, but the Spirit is, he knows what. He knows what who, how, when, where, and why. He knows everything we're thinking. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. And he's calling for love and unity. Love and unity. Because by this shall all men know that you are my disciples indeed. By your love one toward another. This is how they're going to know. This is how the world is going to know. We can wear Jesus t-shirts all day long. We can wear the biggest cross with the most diamonds on our neck. We can wear a Jesus hat, Jesus bumper stickers. We can talk Jesus, 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 Jesus. We can speak in tongues. We can do all that. We can lay hands and we can jump and shout and roll under the pew and have all type of revivals and services. But at the end of the day, the world is looking at the church and saying, where is the love? Because if we're going to be like Jesus, we've got to love like Jesus and be one like Jesus. Jesus said, my Father and I, we are one. But then he tells the disciples, he says, as my Father and I am one, I pray that you would be likewise. Hallelujah. He looks for oneness. One unit. When we speak of unity, we are one unit. We are united, unified, unity, one unit. Understand how all these words are connected. The wisdom of God speaks. Hallelujah. Watch this. There's no big eyes, little use. Watch this. It doesn't matter how much work one does. We still all in the same body. Let me tell you something. Your heart works more than everything in you. Why? When you sleep at night, it's still pumping blood to the rest of your body. It's the hardest working part of you. But you ain't never seen it. You ain't never touched it with your hands. But it's a part of you. So there are people in the body that don't get no honor, but they're some of the hardest working people. Hallelujah. But they're still part of the body. But let me tell you something. There's parts of you, you might decorate that pinky. It's not the most important part of your body. You can live without it. If we cut that pinky off, you could live without it. But people will decorate it with a $20,000, diamond ring. Pinky ring, trying to look good, and it gets all the honor, but it's not causing the body to live. So even though certain things in the body have a different level of significance, it's all to complete one body, because you look funny with four fingers when God designed us to have five. Understand that. So the heart may have a more significant value or a greater job to do than the pinky. But they're all just part of the same body. They all make up the same body. Now, when I'm dealing with this heart, I'm going to go into this however he's leading me. Hallelujah. So the blood that flows in your body has to touch every part of you. It's got to flow through everything. That's why the heart is working overtime. That's why some people, it seems like all they do is labor. Seems like when they try to get a little rest, there's warfare. Now they got to intercede. Now they got to pray. Now they got to preach. Now they got to do this. And it seems like some people, they just labor. Honor to you. I bestow honor to you on today, whoever you may be. Hallelujah. Because the body have need of you. The body has need of you now. The body of Christ is to remain whole. Watch this. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, around about the 22nd chapter, I'm not going to read verbatim today. I'm just going to flow in what he's given me. Hallelujah. In about the 22nd chapter of Psalms, I thought I was going to preach about the glory, but God knows what he wants to say to his people. Hallelujah. So we can't get caught up in emotions. Oh, I want to feel God. We felt God enough. Now we got to be like him. We want to see his glory. He says you go from faith to faith, glory to glory. And we go from, in other words, we are changed by the Spirit of God to a whole other image. Now he want to see himself. He says, I want to see the glory. I want to see what I made you in my image. I want to see my church put on Christ and look like Christ in love. Watch this now. And unity. Unity. Now watch this. God is a God of wisdom. We've done felt God. He's done knocked us out in the flow. We've done cried and shed tears. But have we changed? Are we really going from glory to glory? Do we really look like this God that we say that is our Lord? Do we look like the Jesus that we proclaim and profess to the world? Hallelujah. Selah. Pause for a moment and ponder that. Now, God gave his son for us. And his son, we know that he was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing. He was wounded for our transgression. The Bible says, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Hallelujah. And then it says that with his stripes we are healed. He was bruised, wounded, chastised, and striped. But he wasn't broken. What do I mean by that? He wasn't out of joint. Not a bone of his body was out of joint or broken. Okay? As terrible of suffering as he went through, not one part of him was out of joint. That means he was still in one piece. He was beaten beyond recognition, bloody. All the blood came out of him for you and I. That believe to be saved, that blood was shed for us. Hallelujah. But watch this. Not one bone of his body was out of joint. Not one part of him was broken or severed or separated to the extent that it had to be grown back together or put back together or sutured or whatever they call it. None of that happened. But he was resurrected in power. Watch this now. Watch this. The power is in his blood. Why we preach and we pray, we say the blood of Jesus, because there's power in the blood. There's power in the name, but there's a different level of power that's in the blood. You're going to find that out on Judgment Day if you don't know it already. That's why we got to listen to the preachers and not sit and find fault and try to cast down what God is speaking to us through the preachers, because a certain revelation God wants you to have that you overcome. Watch this now. God gave these gifts. Watch this. Pay attention. The blood speaks on our behalf, the Bible says in Hebrews 2nd chapter. It says that his blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. When Cain killed Abel, his blood cried out from the ground, and he cried out to the Lord. It was crying out for vindication. In other words, payback, you know, vengeance. This man done killed me, and I'm innocent. Do something about it. Even the Bible even speaks about the martyrs in the book of Revelation. It says that their souls are under the altar crying out to God, how long until you avenge our blood? But yet the blood of Jesus cries out for mercy. Cries out for mercy. Cries out for righteousness. Cries out for healing. That's why we need the blood, because the blood can get you delivered. The blood can cause God to have mercy on you when destruction is in the land and judgment is in the land. The blood can say, I'm going to cause this to pass over your house. But we need the blood. Watch this. The blood bring your healing when nothing else can. The blood. The life of the body is in the blood. Watch this now. So the bones. I'm getting back to the bones. I'm going somewhere with this. The Holy Spirit knows where I'm going, and we're all going to figure it out when he's done using me. Hallelujah. So the bones, not a bone in Jesus' body was broken. Not one. That was part of the prophecy of the Messiah, that not a bone in his body. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing. Not a bone. Hey, hallelujah. In his body would be broken. Not a bone. What does this mean? What is the significance in that? In other words, he's still together, unified. The body of Christ, the people might go through some stuff. We might look bad. The flesh may look bad. In other words, he was whipped beyond recognition. They flogged him. They punched him in the face. They beat him. They whipped him with a cat of nine tails, 39 stripes on his back. Now, here's a plug for somebody. If you're sick right now, I don't care what they diagnosed you with. If you can believe God at the sound of my voice, hallelujah, he said, well, two or three are gathered together in my name. He didn't specify the gathering. He didn't say you had to be sitting in the same living room on the same couch. He didn't say you had to be of the same denomination. He didn't say you had to be in the same congregation or the same temple. He just said, gather in my name. I'm there. Now, just in case you don't understand that, we are human beings, spirits, in human bodies. So your body limits you to where you can be gathered physically, but your spirit, we all one together at the sound of my voice. We all gather together in one place in the spirit right now. So he's here to heal you. If you can believe God, watch this. 39 stripes on his back. That's how bad they beat him. 39 stripes. All diseases and sicknesses known to man can be categorized within 39 different categories. So I don't care what you've been diagnosed with. The blood that came out of him when they whipped him across his back with those 39 lashes is enough to heal you completely. If you believe God, if you can receive it, I would say what the Bible says. The Bible says with his stripes, they striped his back. We were healed. It said that before he even came and happened, before he ever came to earth and it happened to him, the Bible already said that in Isaiah 53:5. So he's already healed you and paid for your healing. If you can believe God, somebody need healing on today. Hallelujah. Lower back problems, lung problems. You need healing. God is here to heal you. Hallelujah. Watch this. Somebody got something with their feet to that foot and command it to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. If it don't respond to the name, say, I plead the blood of Jesus. Watch this now. The blood and the bones. I'm talking about the body. He's calling for love and unity. Love and unity. Watch this. That's what I heard, so I'm going to flow with it. The bones not being broken. As bad as they beat Jesus, they flogged him. They punched him all upside his face. They whipped him. They put a crown of thorns that punctured into his scalp and into his forehead and the back part of his head. And it dug in and it caused him to bleed from the crown of his head. Blood was all in his eye and dripping. And you got to imagine how horrific this was. That if you would have saw him, you couldn't even recognize him in a humanly form. His back was whelped all up. He went through that. He went through all that because of our sins. And he took it and carried that cross and laid and hung on that cross and hung there for you, for me, knowing we was going to mess up at some point in our life and need deliverance, need salvation, and to repent of our sins. Jesus did that for us. He did that for us. See, people can't receive the Jesus we preach nowadays because we try and preach a prosperity Jesus. If you get with Jesus, your life will get better. And that ain't the gospel. He says, I come to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. We really want to see a revival and people getting saved that's not saved. Preach that blood. Preach that resurrection. Preach that cross. Preach that. Hallelujah. Preach it under the anointing with power and live holy. Now, watch this. I believe I'm close to done, but we'll see what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah, Lord God. Have your way. Don't let me get in self, but you, oh glory, you speak, hallelujah, Lord God. Oneness, hallelujah. Listen, so not one of his bones was broken. He was yet in one piece. After all the blood he shed, after all he went through, he wasn't going to let his structure be broken down. In other words, the church as a whole might go through some stuff. People, you know, they might see the church body as a whole go through some things. We've seen all kind of craziness in the name of God. Now, everything that happens in the church, God is not the author of it. Okay? The flesh is in a lot of stuff, and people need to call it what it is and deal with it because God wants a glorious church. He wants his people. He wants his people to look like Jesus. Now, watch this. Jesus went through what he went through. He was crucified, beaten, and marred, and all those things. But after that, he was resurrected in power and glorified. And glorified. And there's another state of glory we will see him in at his next appearing. The Bible speaks of the brightness of the glory of his appearance. So there's another level of glory that we don't know nothing about yet. What am I saying? There's another level of glory for the church. Hallelujah. I'm prophesying now. I feel prophetic. There's another level of glory for the church. We might be going through some things. Let's break this thing down to you as an individual. You might have went through. You might have been battling principalities. You might have had some issues. The spirit of accusation came against you. Oh, the spirit of witchcraft have come against you. Oh, the people have put their mouth against you. The people that were once for you are now against you. And all those things, your money done dried up. Your money is funny. And all these different things you're going through or been through. But there's glory. Hallelujah. There's a level of glory when the flesh is broken down. Hallelujah. Jesus, his flesh, it was beaten, bruised, scorned. All those things happened to him, but yet he rises with power, and he rises in one piece. They didn't cut his head off and his fingers and toes and all that stuff, and God didn't have to gather him from place to place and put him back together. He could have, but God chose to allow him to die a specific death for a reason. Notice when there was many times they wanted to kill Jesus in the body form before he died on that cross. The Bible says they took up stones to stone Jesus, and he hid himself and passed through the midst of the people. Why? He wasn't going to die a death not ordained for him. That means some things we ain't got to put up with. Everything ain't your cross. Hallelujah. Discern what is your cross and carry it. And don't put it down trying to pick up a crown to impress nobody else. But then there are some things that we don't have to put up with. And the wisdom of the Holy Ghost will teach you. Hallelujah. If we just yield to him. Hallelujah. Watch this. Hallelujah. I'm going to slow down just a little bit so we can catch and digest this stuff as it's flowing, if the Lord will allow. I'm going to slow down. Now, the body was bruised but not broken in the sense of this. Not a bone was out of joint. That means he's not discombobulated. That means even though the outside looks bad, even though the church has gone through this thing and the world is saying we this, that, and the other, and the church is saying we this, that, and the other, and everybody's looking at it like this, that, and the other, God is saying, I want my people to walk in the spirit of love and unity because I want to bring forth the glory. See, we want the glory, but a lot of the times what we call the glory is just a satisfaction for the flesh. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I want to feel the presence of God. We got to know the presence of God. Do you know he's with you when you don't feel him? He said, I'll never leave you. Do we believe? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do we believe him on that level? When you can't feel his touch, when you think it's a dry season, do you still know God is with me? Can you still stand and prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord, because you heard him? Can you do that? That's when you know you're walking in the glory. Hallelujah. Because the effects may be noticeable to everybody but you. He'll hide you, hallelujah, in the cleft of a rock. Because his glory, oh, Rabasha, Hanarabasi, his glory, his glory is too much. He had to hide Moses. Moses said, Lord, show me thy glory. And God says, I'm going to hide you in the cleft of a rock and pass by. Because it's too much. He's so good. Hallelujah. He's so powerful. He's so much. We ain't ready for all he wants to reveal to us. The Bible says that when he comes, that the brightness of his coming is going to destroy that Antichrist that's going to be on the earth at that time. Do you know how powerful God is? This Antichrist spirit is going to rule the whole world at that time, except for those that God have chosen as. He's going to rule the whole world, and yet he's going to have all his power to work miracles and deceive, and then Jesus show up, and in one moment, bam, destroy all of that. One moment. The Bible says Babylon is fallen in 1 hour. That's how powerful his glory is, his brightness is. He says, you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great glory and power with his holy angels. Hallelujah. I want to be with him. Watch this. That's how powerful Jesus is. There's certain things about himself that he don't even show you. Certain things about you that he put in you that he don't even show you. Hallelujah. He'll veil you from you just to make sure you get the work done without taking your eyes off of him. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Let me get back onto this thing about love and unity. Love. The single most greatest thing we as the body of Christ can do is walk in love. Not so much the love we're trying to show to the world. Yes, we need to love the world. We need to love the people of the world, not the world as in the world system, but the people that are out there in the world. We need to love them. But the Bible says, let me find that scripture real quick.
Back on this line. In the mighty name of Jesus.
God, your glory.
Let the meat and more of you.
Let the meat and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Let the meat and more of you.
Good afternoon, family. Sir Ryan must be having something technical on his end with his phone. I'm not even able to call him. So I just want to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that every word that was spoken goes forward, that now you have a nugget to leave here and study on. Everything about love, against everything about unity, Lord, that we leave here with an encouraging word in us today to get in your word and to learn more about love and unity in the body of Christ. Teach us all to become ministers of reconciliation. Teach us all to step up to the plate to where you've called us to. Teach us all to elevate our relationship with you, that you be honored, glorified, and magnified in everything we do. We pray for Minister Sir Ryan and the difficulty for his phone. For the last 3 weeks around this time, his phone's been shutting off and we're losing him. We want to pray against that will never, ever, ever happen again because of our faith and our belief to speak it out, to speak those things that are not, that is already done. So, Lord, have your way in the already done. Have your way in the finished product. Have your way in us becoming that product that you've called us to be. Children, glory to God. Children willing to submit totally unto you with love and unity. Minister Sir Ryan, go ahead.
Hallelujah. I don't know how long I was cut off for, but can y'all hear me clearly?
As soon as you said, let me find that scripture, that was it.
All right. Well, praise God. Well, yeah, we know the enemy don't want this word to go forth because he
we didn't lose anybody. We lost one caller out of about 40. So we're still amen. Everybody's held on, and we prayed, and we're back on. So go forward.
Bless God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples indeed. By your love, one. That's John 13, I believe, and 35. Just in case anybody says, well, he's just going and he ain't giving us no scripture. There you have it. That's your homework. Just study that. Meditate on it. See where the Lord will take you with it. And maybe he'll give you a revelation. Let us know because, hey, it ain't all in me. He will flow through somebody else. He'll speak through somebody else. Hallelujah. Because there's one body. We know we got jobs to do, mandates. We know who we are, what we're called to do. But to God be the glory, it's all of us. We got something that we can bring to the table. Hallelujah. But he says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples indeed. Okay? It's by our love for one another. Now, it's our love. Love, it goes beyond action. Let me show you something real quick. Let me show you this in the Word. It goes beyond action. I know some people say, well, love is an action. It is. It requires your action. You can love or say you love in your heart and not have any fruit behind it. It's not love. But then you can do all the good stuff and still not have love. And a lot of people mistake kindness for love. But love starts in the heart, just like hatred starts in the heart. See, God looks at the heart. He said, man judges at the outer appearance. Man will look at us and see the outer. But God says, I'm looking at the heart. I'm looking at the heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, you can feed poor people. And though I give my body to be burned, you can labor and sweat and be burned in the hot sun doing for other people. And have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. How can you do that and have not charity? Charity means love. If you're listening to this and you don't know what I'm talking about, charity is a word here used here for love, the God kind of love that he expects from us. The whole thing about this Christian faith is not faith. It's about love at the end of the day. You start out with faith, and I'm going to have to do an in-depth teaching on this when we go from faith to faith. You go from faith to faith because now you're going into the love of God. And the love of God, the Bible says, believes all things and hopes all things. So that's the greatest level of faith we can have. Anyway, he says, you can do all that good stuff and have not love. It profits you nothing. In other words, you're going to be lost at the end because you're going to lose your way because love is what's lighting up the path. And God is calling for a greater love walk. And I find that, listen, I'm full of revelation, and I don't say that with any type of pride. I'm just acknowledging what God has put in me. But at the end of the day, the greatest revelation I find as a personal revelation, beyond the revelation of Jesus Christ himself, after that, the greatest revelation I find that God will give you as an individual or as a people is the revelation of love. Love, watch this. Verse 13, same chapter. He says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, that means we're going to always have them. We're going to always need them. It's always something that's abounding throughout now and for the rest of eternity. But then he says, of these three, the greatest of these is charity. Sometimes we need to put everything on the back burner, hallelujah, and we need to turn up the stove on our love and make sure our love ain't growing cold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 12, he said, because iniquity shall abound. I want you to listen to me real good. Because iniquity shall abound. He says that the love of many will wax cold. He didn't say their faith would go anywhere. Folks still going to be believing God, but God says, I'm not in that. Y'all don't look like me. You're not walking in what I called you to walk in. I said, love one another. He says, the love is going to grow cold. Watch this. The Lord was dealing with me about this about 3 weeks ago, and it's just like in my meditation, it just dropped on me, and I was like, my God, today. He was dealing with me about this, and I began to think about what that really meant, and he began to show me that just how it happens when, because iniquity abounds. In other words, people are going to become more and more evil. The Bible already says evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. That means iniquity will abound. The world will get worse, and unfortunately, the worldly folks in the church will too. But you and I have a responsibility if we are his true disciples. We have a responsibility to walk in love. Place where people can be so messed up that they make you feel like I ain't praying for them no more. When you hear the Holy Ghost saying pray. Now, when he say drop them, drop them. That's a whole nother thing. But if you ain't heard him say stop interceding for them, then you can't make that decision that I'm not going to pray for them no more. I'm not going to show mercy no more. No, that's not God's will. That's not God's character. Hallelujah. God went through the greatest thing we could imagine for you and I. He didn't get stoned, but he got whipped, beaten. He got stabbed in his side, a crown of thorns on his head. He endured it. He wasn't a quick death. They didn't chop his head off and it was over. No, he endured it. Hung on that cross from early in the day till dark. So he hung there and endured agony and suffering for his people. That means we sometimes going to have to put up with some stuff that we don't want to. But what happens is he was showing me with this iniquity abounding, the evil and the evil imaginations and people coming against you, they speaking against you, they talking what they don't know, they won't help you or support you, they turn and they like rattlesnakes. Jesus said, you know, he called the people a generation of vipers. But then later on, he still tell them to repent. He still tell them to repent of their sins. He yet says, I'm going to die knowing some of y'all ain't going to receive me anyhow. I'm yet going to give my life. That's the kind of love God want us to have, that sacrificial love. Now, I'm not claiming to be there. I got a lot of growing to do. So this message is for me just like it's for you. But the truth is the truth. This fresh off the press, y'all. Hallelujah. Watch this. I got to eat it just like you, and I got to eat it a little bit more. So I got to be first partaker. But he began to show me there's a point where the iniquity can get so bad. People can be so messed up and full of iniquity, and they can be abounding, multiplying in it. And growing further and further in that thing, that it'll make you feel like, I don't want to pray for them. I don't even want to see them make it. I hope they fall into judgment. There's a point where that's when he says your love now has grown cold. Because sometimes God allow that iniquity to be in another person to test you. This was somebody on the line. If you ain't going through it, you might be getting ready to go through it and sometime in the near future. Hallelujah. But God is saying, I want you to love until you just keep on loving, because these are the greatest. It is going to abide forever. The greatest of it is love. So the greatest revelation we can really receive outside of Christ himself is the revelation of love. It's not our gifts. It's not that you're a prophet or you're anointed or you're an apostle or you got the anointing of wealth or you got the anointing to cast out demons or you got the anointing to cure cancer. You got those are great things. The body needs every bit of it. Because we're talking about love and unity. But the foundation is love. It's love. Hallelujah. God is calling for love. We want the glory of God in manifesting in such a way that what we really need to do is get into love. The more we love, the more God says, I'll manifest myself among you. You see, Jesus was able to do so much because of his love. He came here because of his love. He could have stayed in heaven and shouted, be holy, do what I say, I'm going to kill all of y'all. He could have did that. But instead he says, no, I'm going to get down here and become one of y'all. And I'm going to die for all of y'all to save some of y'all. I said some of y'all because everybody's not going to be saved. This is a matter of human will. You got to receive him. That's your choice. I spoke with someone today, and it hurt me. But, you know, I deal with people all the time, and they don't believe. And sometimes you got to just live and let people go the way they want to go. You hope they change their mind, but some things you can't force it on them. Hallelujah. Watch this now. I'm almost done. I believe that it is time for this word to end, to be honest with you. God is calling for love and unity. Love and unity. And we'll see the glory in greater measure. Father, I bless you. I thank you, Lord God. If there's more you need to say, Lord God, you can pick up somebody else to say it, God, because it is not about me. We're here to exalt Jesus, Lord God. But I feel that you are lifting up off of me. I don't want to say anything that you would not have me to say, Lord God. Be pleased with how I've delivered this message, Lord God, and speak this in the hearts of your people. Lord, knit us together as one. Father God, I pray right now you would get the iniquity out of us, Lord God, that we're not causing anyone's love to be weakened. Hallelujah. And Lord, where we are to love, Lord God, I pray you would endow us with more of your love, Lord God, that we would look beyond the faults of other people. We would look past their iniquities, Lord God, and see that we are one body. Hallelujah. Because of the blood. The life is in the blood, and the blood of Jesus is what we all say we have in common as believers. And Lord, we lay our faith right now on the altar, and we say, examine it, Lord. And if you find fault in it, reestablish us. Oh, glory to God. Reestablish us in the faith, Lord God, and in the present truth, Lord God, that we'll know the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Let our thoughts be calculated by the Holy Ghost. Let our speech be calibrated by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord God. These things we pray, honor, and glory unto your name, in your Son Jesus' name, Lord God. I thank you that healing is manifesting, and somebody's faith is reaching up to grab their healing, Lord God, and that we will stand as one in belief. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you that money problems are being resolved through wisdom, Lord God, and through financial strategy and structure, Lord God, and through the miraculous. I pray 7 miracles this week, Lord God, for your people. Hallelujah. In the realm of finances. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for open doors of opportunity. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for a greater work ethic. I thank you, Lord God, for the discovery of witty invention, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you're giving good ideas, Lord God, that will bring wealth into the lives of your people. For kingdom work only, Lord God, and Lord, that we will live off the residual and enjoy our lives, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name, we won't misappropriate what you give us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'll keep your kingdom first, Lord God, knowing that you could cut us off at any moment. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen.
More love, more power, more of you in my life, yeah. More love, more power, more of you in my life. Say it with me. More love, yeah.
More power,
more of you. I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord.
Oh, everybody.
I will worship you,
more love,
more love,
more. life. Perfect structure. More love, more power, more spirit. We push right now the anointing. Healing, deliverance, transformation. Push.
More of you in my life. More of you in my life.
Well, God bless you, family.
Hallelujah, God.
The line is still available. If you need prayer, go. Don't be shy. Dial one. The prayer line is open. Evangelist Virginia.
Yes, I'm here.
If there's something in your spirit, speak.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah Lord. To your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes, to your word, Lord. And yes, to your ways, Father. Thank
yes, Jesus.
You.
Yes, Jesus.
There's someone on the line and they need prayer. I want you to call in. Dial in right now. Come on and dial in. That's you. You need prayer. I want you to dial in. Oh, I receive it in my spirit. Someone is on the line, and you need prayer. Won't you dial in? Come on, dial in. Dial this number. Dial in the name of Jesus. We're here to pray with you. We're here to pray with you.
Sharon, you're live.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Nice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
go
you,
ahead.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come
yeah,
on, Sharon.
I need prayer because a friend of mine died. And
spirit of heaven.
Found out about it, and when I found out about it, is she had died, and they had buried her, and no one called me, and I was so close to her. She was 100, so she had lived a long life, but I loved her so much.
Yes.
And it hurt me that when she passed, because I had promised her that I was gonna come back and see her. And I didn't go back. And when I did go back, it was too late. She was gone. So it was like I'm just having a hard time right now.
Amen. Before you opened your mouth to speak, I heard the spirit of heaviness.
Uh-huh.
And we just pray right now, we break that off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's hallelujah. Grief is one thing that we all go through. When somebody dies or when we lose something or someone important to us. But then there's a spirit that attaches to that grief sometimes that doesn't belong with us. And the word of God says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So, Father, we just bless you. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You because you've been good, Lord God. We
yes,
thank
Jesus.
You for your goodness and your glory,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes,
the spirit, and you're not the only one. It's a few people on the line. You hearing this, and you're not going to press one, or you chose not to press one, but I feel this in my, oh, God, I feel it in my spirit.
Yes,
there's a few people with the spirit of heaviness. But we rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you because we're in the land of the living, and we can worship you, Lord God. We can praise you, Lord God. We can give you our heart, knowing you've given us yours. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
The remedy is praise. We thank you, Father. You are a good
Father.
A perfect Father.
Yes, He is.
And we bless your holy name right now. Not a one under the sound of my voice will be taken out of their mind. But we all have a sound mind right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
It is done. And it
yes,
is because
it is.
Of your faith. And we stand in agreement with your faith.
Yes, Lord.
And we rebuke the enemy that will try to induce people to speak the wrong things over themselves. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Plead
rebuke
the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Cheryl.
I decrease, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
There's more that's
yes,
going to call in, I believe. I'm backing up.
Yes.
Y'all
yes.
y'all know what to do.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Sister Sharon, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still there? Are you still
yes,
there?
Ma'am. Yes,
How
ma'am.
How old were your friend? How old were your friend?
She was 100.
She was 100. Praise Jesus. Long life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Long, satisfying life. A long, shepherded life. A long, fruitful life. Hallelujah, Jesus. 100 years old. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said three scores and one, and then he said with a reasonable strength, four scores, that's 80, 3 scores and 10 is 70, 4 scores is at a reasonable strength is 80, and if you're never satisfied at being 80, God will add more years to your life like he did Hezekiah, and she lived a long life, even though you say you didn't get back to see her, but guess what? Don't you feel guilty. Don't you hold guilt against that. Because you know what? She's in a place with God. She's in heaven. She's with God right now. And you just pray and you ask God to strengthen you through this. And you just love on God. And you know you love her. You didn't get a chance to see her, but God got it. Hallelujah, Jesus. You
yes.
just go ahead
yes.
on.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hand, and I want you to praise God right now because God getting ready to lift you up. He's going to lift you from all of this that you're going through. I can feel your pain, and I know you're hurting, but guess what? You miss seeing her, but guess what? You will see her again. You will see her again in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that?
Yes.
But believe it, because you will see her again. Amen. I hear you saying, I told you to work.
Amen. Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
Praise God right
yes.
now. Go ahead on and thank
praise
God. Praise Him.
Lord, thank you.
Praise
Jesus.
Him. You praise God right now. You praise God right now. Lift your hand. Lift your hand and thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Keep thanking Him.
Thank you, Lord.
That you will see her again.
Yes,
Lord. It's well, sister.
Yes,
like the man told the shooter, my woman, it is well.
Yes,
it's well
Lord.
With your soul. It is well. Under the moonshine. It's well, Sister Sharon.
Yes.
It's well, my sister. All you do, go love on God. I want you to love on Jesus right now.
Yes, all the time.
Well,
yes.
Love that's what just dropped in my spirit to say to you is that
yes.
To be absent from the body is to be present with
yes.
the Lord. So if you spend a lot of time with
yes.
Jesus, you're going to be right back with her right now because she's right
yes.
there with him. She's in the presence of him. And if she's in his
yes,
presence
Lord.
And you're in his presence, then guess what? You are all in the same presence. This unity, this love unity does not die in the flesh. It stays alive
yes.
in the spirit. If we believe that for God so
yes.
loved the world that he gave his only begotten
yes,
son, that I raise my hand, I believe I will not perish.
Yes.
I will have everlasting life. The promise is from God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
yes.
Mm. I get a little envious when they beat me there. And I know I have a lot of more work to do here because if he wanted me
yes,
home, he'd
do,
bring me
man,
home. I know if he
yes.
wanted me home, he'd bring me home. But when they go, I'm like, oh, they're in the presence of Jesus. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? So, yeah, I
yes.
may have a tear because you beat me there. But I still must give God glory and recognize that I can still have a relationship with anybody in the presence
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
That's pretty dynamic there. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Bless
in his
name.
Presence,
bless
there's
his name.
Fullness
bless his name.
Of joy. So we push fullness
yes.
of joy on you.
Push.
We push fullness
I,
of joy on you.
I hear you keep
you.
Saying that word, man of God. Push. Push.
Push.
Push. Push. Look at that word, P-U-S-H. Push. Pray until something happens.
Lord, thank you,
Jesus. Pray until something happens.
That's one of the acronyms, but that is not. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished with the Now Network push and its acronym. But we really want to When we pray, it's time for us to start pushing some favor and pushing some anointing and not just bottling it all up. Let's just push it. I'm pushing it in Baton Rouge. I'm pushing it in Alabama. I'm pushing it in Kentucky. I'm pushing it in Texas. I'm pushing the anointing out because the anointing is coming back. And guess what? God is being glorified because we're going to overcome the land by pushing the anointing, by pushing the favor of God.
Pushing the anointing.
Oh, my God. That's unity. That is unity. That's one accord. That's love saying, I want you to be better than me. I pray God is blessing you. Woman of God, he's blessing you better than he'll ever bless me. He's elevating you higher than he'll ever elevate me. I'm pushing.
Yes, he is. I'm pushing.
Oh, glory. I'm pushing. But see, if we all push at the same time, guess what would happen? Woo, not an implosion, but an explosion of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Ha. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes.
Push. Ooh, glory.
Yes.
We push.
When I hear you, man of God, you say, God got a lot for you to do. And you say to him, when there's someone else going to be with the Lord, and God got a lot of work for you to do. And guess what? I know he's not through with me yet. He got a lot of more work.
A lot of work.
And I'm not going nowhere until I finish doing what God called me to do. And then he's going to tell me, Virginia, my good and faithful servant, well done.
Well done.
He's going to tell me,
come on.
My good and faithful servant, well done. I'm going to get a well done from the Lord, y'all. Hallelujah, somebody.
And come on into the place that I prepared for you.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready for that place.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And man of God, Minister Soraya. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, my brother, but you know what? The enemy don't want you to continue to bring this word forward. He's been coming on for 3 weeks, and I've been sitting here praying. The devil is a liar. This word going to go forth, and it's going forth until Jesus come back. And I want to let you know, Lord, you talked about the glory and unity. Glory and unity, and we need that unity. We need a unified body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. A unified body of Christ. We need to come together as one faith, one hope, and one baptism. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Hey,
to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Come on. The Holy Ghost was here all along. We ain't saying he just got here. He was here all along. And I'll tell you, when we come together in unity, he's available. In agreement, right there. See, when I believe with you, you believe with me, we will all believe for one another. We can pray for one another, pray together. That's what this prayer is about, is that we're praying in agreement with you, that your faith is so stronger than mine, but the strength of my faith will link up with yours. And now, by the faith of the believers, we are all healed. I'm not just calling for one person to be healed. I'm talking about let's all be healed. Let's push some more. Push some healing.
Yes.
All be healed.
Push
completely.
Heal
my mind, Lord Jesus, daily.
Yes, Lord.
Constantly.
Yes.
Keep me in your presence. Woo, glory.
Yes, Lord. Keep me in your will, Lord. Keep me, Lord. It's less of me and more of you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
It's less
so,
of
Lord,
me and more
you.
Of you, Jesus.
We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that we could open the channels of prayer. And we thank you, Lord, for even those silent prayers that didn't dial one, they weren't missed. We pray in agreement with their faith also. But for the ones that have spoken out, we spoke Sharon's name. We are speaking over her right now that it is done. It's finished. It's complete. And joy is joy on her life right now that she can be a joy to someone else. And even in her struggles, because it's going to be some, she'll still find the joy to go through, not go around, but to go through with the joy of the Lord. Everyone else that we pray for inside, I push on you favor of God, that you'll become bold in him. And by becoming bold in him, you will now stand where he's called you to be. And I talked this earlier, your ministry of reconciliation is at the door knocking right now. You don't have to wait to be ordained. You don't have to go to college. You don't have me to call you and tell you what you are or what you should be doing. You read the Bible, and you know that if you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. But behold, all things come new again. And you now have been given, just because to glorify God, a ministry of reconciliation. And that's nothing but that's nothing but righting the wrong. in my life. Yes. So I'm my own minister because I'm righting the wrong. And we pray that over you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Any closing remarks, Minister Sarai? Okay. Evangelist Virginia, I hear your voice is back. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to stand in for you Friday. That word was now that was a word right off the press, and so I was just blessed by listening to the archives that evening. So thank you so much.
And thank you.
All right, God bless.
Thank you, man.
All right. Yes, ma'am. All right, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Let's see what we're gonna close out of here with. Okay, here we go right here. I think Sir Ryan loves the song. God bless you all.
Bearing all my sin and shame. that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.